Track 6, Vision Norfolk tip. This month, Vision Norfolk is bang on the money with some very interesting news for those of you who appreciate being outside in the fresh air. Here's Jill.
With all the summer sun and summer rain, many of us are thinking about how to get out in the garden. Gardening can be a great way of staying active while getting fresh air and opening up new social opportunities. There is a vibrant community of gardens with sight loss in Norfolk and beyond who have developed ways of adapting their gardens to make them more accessible and easier to manage. Today we're sharing some of our favourite tips. If you're new to gardening or returning after a long break, it's often helpful to start small and make sure that you plan ahead as the garden starts to grow. Containers and raised beds look attractive and are a great way to start gardening on a small scale. A raised bed can be raised just a few inches or can be at a comfortable height to use sitting down. Many vegetables and flowers do well in containers. Garden layout can make a real difference to how you enjoy gardening. Landmarks around the garden can be useful to help you find your way around. Shrubs or trees, scented or tactile plants. Items such as benches and sound, such as running water or wind chimes, can all help you navigate your way. Even clearly defined paths can make it safer and easier to get around. Some gardeners who have sight loss edge their borders with a low kerb and keeps soil in and is helpful if you use a cane. If you have some sight, it might be helpful to highlight steps, path edges and fencing with paint. People who have sight loss can sometimes find it difficult to find their way back to where they were in the garden. One possible solution is to take a small radio with you and leave it on while you're working so you can find your way back by following the sound. Purchasing the right equipment can also make a big difference. If you have some sight, you'll find your tools easier to spot if they have bright handles. You may want to paint the handles in more contrasting colours or use brightly coloured tape. There is now a whole range of multi-change tools with snap-on interchangeable heads which can allow you to work close to the plants, making the best use of remaining sight. If you have a weak grip, hand tools will be easier to hold if you slide some plumber's insulating tubing over the handle, or there are specialist rangers with wide spongy grips available from most garden centres. When planning out your garden, think about contrast, scent and upkeep. Don't have too many strongly scented plants in one area, as it might be confusing. Plant pale-coloured plants against a dark shrub, a fence or a dark-coloured mulch, as this can help them stand out more. It also helps to choose plants that are easy to maintain, that are thornless and don't need much pruning. If you are looking for support with gardening efforts, there is a great group of gardening enthusiasts with vision impairment at Vision Norfolk called the Garden Eyes. They meet throughout the year to discuss techniques, plant up pots and visit local gardens for inspiration. Vision Norfolk has also recently got an allotment plot at Marlpit Community Garden with the help of Norfolk Community Foundation's Greening Our Communities Fund. If you would like to be involved with any of Vision Norfolk's free gardening programmes or activities, please call Mark Smith on 01603 57 3000, extension 341.
Thank you, Jill, and thank you to Vision Norfolk. And I do hope that some of you will feel able to take up what is on offer there.